성경의 중요한 사건 가운데 하나, 이 바벨탑 사건이죠.
Another important incident in the Bible is the incident of the Tower of Babel.
뭐 불신자가 볼 때는 이해가 되는 겁니다. 성공하자고 하면서 이 탑을 쌓은 겁니다.
And this is something that is very understandable for unbelievers because what they're striving to do is to achieve success and reach the top.
우리의 힘을 합쳐서 이름을 내자. 막 그렇게 한 겁니다.
They're saying let's gather our strength together and make a name for ourselves.
근데 문제는 이제 하나님 없이 하나님께 대적하는 이런 일을 하게 된 거죠.
But the problem is that they were doing all of those efforts without apart from God and they were actually going against God.
놀랍게도 100년 전에 그 프리메이슨 단체에서 이 얘기를 했습니다.
And astoundingly enough about 100 years ago the Freemasons said the exact same thing.
우리가 제2의 바벨탑 운동을 하겠다. 이렇게 얘기했습니다.
They professed that they were going to carry out the second Tower of Babel movement.
공식적으로 그렇게 얘기했습니다.
And they said that officially too.
무슨 운동을 하겠냐 이렇게 질문하니까 이렇게 대답했어요.
And when they were asked what kind of movement will you carry out, this is what they responded.
우리가 한 100년이면 모든 청소년들 마음을 다 빼앗을 수 있다. 이렇게 얘기했습니다.
They said in a century's worth of time we will be able to seize the hearts of all the young people.
뭐 진짜 그렇게 됐어요.
And that's exactly what happened.
그래서 지금 뭐 유명한 영화, 음악 다 이 3단체가 하는 거죠.
And that's why the very famous music, all the films that are really impacting people, it all stems from the three organizations.
그렇다면 나의 24 어떻게 해야 되냐?
Then if that's the case within this context, how must I carry out my 24 hours?
뭐 조금 매정한 얘기입니다만은 태어날 때 우리 가난했다 하는 것은 내 잘못이 아닙니다.
And perhaps this might sound a little bit cold, but let's say that you were born into impoverished conditions. That's not your fault.
어떻게 하겠습니까? 태어났는데 보니까 가난한데 그건 내 잘못이 아니죠.
And what could you do about that? You were born and you were born into poverty. That's not your fault at all.
나이가 좀 많이 들어서 좀 어른이 됐는데 가난하다 하는 것은 내 책임입니다.
But with the passage of time and as you grow older, if you still find yourself within poverty, the responsibility lies with you.
그래서 여러분들이 이 바벨탑을 막을 수 있는 작품 만들어야 돼요.
And that's why you must now make this masterpiece to block the Tower of Babel movement.
어렵게 생각할 거 없습니다. 작은 거 가지고도 만들어야 돼요.
And don't think of this in a very difficult way. Even in the genre, it needs to be this way.
어떤 사람은 너무 막 떠벌리는데 그럴 필요 없죠.
And you don't need to think of it in a very extravagant way.
이 부분을 막고 복음을 전하고 할 수 있는 작품은 내가 만들어야 되는 거죠.
We need to be able to produce and make this kind of masterpiece that will be able to block this Babel Tower movement.
예, 누구나 만들 수 있습니다.
And anybody is capable of doing so.
이게 못 만드는 이유가 뭐 생각을 못했거나 아니면 엉뚱한 부자부터 크고 하려고 하니까 그런 거죠.
The reason why we're unable to do that is because our thoughts don't reach that far or you keep holding on to other things instead.
뭐 남의 일이니까 뭐 간섭하지 않지만 저는 누가 뭐 한다 할 때 저는 하지 마라 이러고 싶은 게 많더라고요.
So,
왜 하는데 이렇게 물어보고 싶어.
And of course there are times when people come to me and they share with me their endeavors or what they intend to do and I do want to stop them at times for the majority of times actually but then I don't want to intervene and so I don't say a word.
또 남의 인생인데 내가 뭐 하라 하지 마라 할 수 없잖아요.
Because it's their life and it's their business. It's not up to me whether to say to do it or not.
뭐 내게 묻기를 꼭 할까 하지 말까 이렇게 묻는다면 하지 마라 이렇게 얘기해 주고 싶지요.
And now, of course, if they were to ask me directly, should I carry this on or should I stop this process? I would tell them perhaps you shouldn't pursue it.
어려운 거 아닙니다.
It's not difficult.
제가 학생 때였습니다. 신학생 때.
It was when I was a theological seminarian.
예, 전도사고 학생이고 이렇죠.
I was an assistant pastor and I was also a student.
뭐 우리 교회 부교역자들 많이 있지 않습니까? 그런 상황이었죠.
We have a lot of ministers and pastors in training here within our church. I was within that exact same situation.
나에게 가장 어려운 게 가난이었거든요.
And the most difficult thing for me, the thing that was plaguing me the most at that time was poverty.
그렇다면 내가 가난을 해결하려고 하면 안 됩니다.
But then if I intended
그렇죠.
to try to resolve that problem of
impoverishment,
that would be wrong.
학생 때는 가난하고 어려운 게 당연한 거예요.
Because when you're a student, for you to be poor and for you not have
어떻게 이기느냐 하는 거지. 내가 무슨 돈 벌러 갈 겁니까 그럼?
That's inevitable. Why? Because you're not going out to make a living yet.
표시 안 나게 그런 신학생은 많아요. 그걸 보고 헌일이라는 겁니다.
But unseen to the eyes, there are a lot of theological seminarians who try to pursue those means, but see, that's the futile work.
또 뭐 누구에게나 뭐 이 자, 얘기합니다만은 뭐 또 사람 배경이란 게 있잖아요. 내 주위에 누가 있고 뭐 이런 배경들을 저는 그런 게 또 없었어요.
And we also have our own personal background or network, people around us of affluence who can help us. I didn't have any of that at all.
그럼 배경 쌓기에서 무슨 짓을 해야 됩니까?
Then in order to acquire that kind of background, what should you do?
틀린 거라고 봅니다, 저는.
That question itself is wrong. You shouldn't pursue those means.
제가 또 천일하게 얘기했으면 내가 너무 친한 친구였는데 이 친구는 이 인간성이 좋고요. 대단한 친구예요.
There was a friend that I had who had a very good personality and he was really an amazing person.
내가 똑같이 대학원 공부를 했어요.
And just like me, we went to university together and also to graduate school too.
사람이 참 좋아요. 뭐 내보고도 항상 이렇게 좋은 말 해주고 이렇게 해요.
He was a really good person. He was always speaking words of encouragement to me as well.
그러니까 활동하는 폭이 나하고 달라요.
And the scope of his work was different from mine.
저는 그냥 조용한 편이에요. 이 친구는 막 시끄럽진 않지만 많은 활동을 해요.
And I was very quiet, but it wasn't that he was creating a clamor, but he was doing a lot of different work all the time.
뭐 한 예로 여러 군데 막 찾아다니기도 인사도 하고 이렇게 저는 뭐 시간도 없을 뿐만 꼭 그렇게 해야 되느냐 뭐 이런 스타일이었죠.
So he would go to meet with many different people and always offering his greetings there. For me, I was always saying, I'm always for at a shortage of time. Should I do that?
난 제일 기억에 남는 게 이제 우리 대학원 이제 거의 뭐 마지막 여행이죠, 여행.
And this is what I recall the most. It was the final, I think, a break, a vacation that we were taking together during our graduate school studies.
대부분이 이제 학생들이니까 여행을 가면 교회 요청을 해요. 이래 여행 가니까 얼마를 도와달라 요청을 하죠.
And usually, because we're seminarians, if we're going on vacation, we would actually request the funds for that break from the church.
저는 그게 싫더라고요.
But it wasn't to my liking.
내가 여행 가는데 뭐 교회 돈을 받아야 되느냐
I'm going on my personal vacation. Do I need to receive the funds for that from the church?
간단하면 안 가면 되지. 그렇잖아요.
And if I don't have the funds for that, I just don't need to go.
안 가고 뭐 책 보고 쉬면 좋아요.
I can just take a little bit of a respite and just read some books.
근데 내 친구 이 친구는 나하고 반대예요.
But that friend that I just spoke about, he was a complete opposite of me.
막 그동안에 막 배경 인맥을 많이 쌓아놨기 때문에 가서 여행 간다고 막 장모님들 인사하고 막 안수집사님 가서 막 하나 여행 갑니다. 근사님에게 나 여행 갔다 오겠습니다. 막 열심히 인사를 하는 거 이렇게.
So until now he had acquired this vast network and this background and so he would go to these elders, the ordained deacons, the senior deaconesses telling them that he was intending to go on vacation.
얼마나 많이 거뒀겠어요.
And so of course they would provide the funds for that.
본인만 아는 거죠.
And so only he knows the total amount.
대단한 분이에요.
He really was an amazing person.
저는 그런 짓을 못 합니다.
Now I can't do that kind of thing.
그럼 뭐 여행 가가지고 뭐 교수님들 막 다 선물 사주고 이렇게.
So he went on that vacation. He came back with lots of souvenirs and gifts for all the professors.
그런 소문이 있더라고요.
And so there were some rumors about that.
그래서 뭐 그 친구는 거의 A 학점이에요. 뭐 학점이 뭐 어째서 그런지 모르겠지만은.
So as you can imagine, all of his grades were very high. He was receiving an A in every class.
자 문제는 우리가 졸업을 목사가 돼서 이제 현장에 뛰는 게 이제 문제 아닙니까?
But actually, the real issue here, the problem is after he graduates and when he enters into the field to carry out his pastoral ministry.
아, 지금 잘 안 되는 거예요.
It didn't go very well for him.
그렇지, 근데 연락도 없고 뭐 그래요.
And so he didn't even reach out to me either.
아무런 뭐 제가 좀 이제 뭐 부엉이 하고 막 시 바쁜데 이 토요일 주일 되면 교회 오잖아요.
And so there was a time when I was very busy with many different revivals and meetings, and I was coming on the Lord's Day to church.
그 친구에서 편지가 왔어요.
I had received a letter and a correspondence from this friend.
이름이 거의 그 친구예요.
I saw the name on the envelope and I saw that it was.
근데 주소가 이상한 거예요.
But the address was a little bit strange.
주소가 우체국 사서함 이렇게 돼 있어요.
It was actually a postal storage unit.
이런 우체국 사서함이라고 하는 주소는 그게 쉽게 말하면 교도소입니다.
And usually when you receive a letter from a post box, it's actually coming from the.
이 친구는 근데 교도소에서 편지를 보낸 거예요.
This means that he was in prison. He was writing me a letter from prison.
그 많은 친구들 어디 갔는지 모르겠지만 제게 부탁을 하는 겁니다. 변호사비를 도와달라.
And so he had such a vast network, so many friends, but I don't know what, where they went, but so that he had to reach out to me. He was asking me for some money so that he can hire a lawyer.
알겠다. 저는 두 말 없이 그 부인에게 연락해서 도와줬습니다.
And so I didn't ask one question. I contacted his wife and I provided the funds for that.
뭐 시간이 지나고 난 뒤에 교회 얘기 들어보니까 찾아왔더라고. 이런 얘기를 하더라고요.
After some time passed, I heard that he had come to meet with me at our church.
감옥에서 나왔겠죠.
Because he was released from prison, apparently.
그리고 이제 뭐 지나가는 길에 뭐 내가 옛날 사람 만나서 그 친구한테 물으니까 죽었다더라고요. 아파가지고.
And then I happened to run into another old colleague, and I asked him what happened to that friend, and he told me that he had been sick, and so he had passed away.
나는 그 친구를 지금 욕하려고 하는 게 아닙니다.
I'm not trying to slander this friend.
그러면 꼭 그래 살 필요 있습니까?
But do we need to live our lives that way?
돈이 필요합니까? 배경이 필요합니까? 그때 내 학생인 내가 말이요.
Is it money? Is it background that I need as a student in that position?
시간 나는 대로 부족한 저지만은 전도 현장은 갈 수 있으니까요.
Though as lacking as I might have been at that time, whenever I had the time, I went out into the evangelism field. 네. That was something that I was capable of doing.
현장 가서 전도에 대한 준비를 한 거예요.
I went to the field and I made the preparation for evangelism.
그래야 바벨탑과 싸울 거 아닙니까?
That's the masterpiece, and that's the only way we can fight against Tower of Babel.
뭐가 그렇게 어렵다고요? 당연히 나에게 주어진 거.
Is it difficult? No, this has simply been given to me.
교회라고 하는 축복된 배경이 있잖아요.
We have this blessed 그렇죠? background of the church, do we not?
아니 여러분과 같이 기도해 주는 교인이 있는데 내가 왜 못 합니까? 현장과 전도하는 거를.
And I have believers who are supporting me in the background, just like all of you. How come I couldn't go? Why would I not be able to go into the field to evangelize?
내가 막 꼭 인맥을 만들어야 되고, 꼭 어떻게 무슨 돈 되는 데를 찾아가야 되고 이렇게 해야 됩니까?
Do I really need to network? Do I need to go in search of these places that can provide those finances and funds for me?
정말 필요한 거.
What is most needed?
지금 이 현장에 갔을 때 교회 안에 또 앞으로 미래에 필요한 게 뭡니까?
In the field or here within our church or even going into the future, what is most needed?
뭐 그거 조금 준비한 겁니다.
I just made a little bit of that preparation.
제가 이 얘기를 하는 이유는 우리 많은 후대들이 있기 때문에 또 여러분들이 많은 사람들을 살려야 되기 때문에 하는 얘기입니다.
And I speak these words because we have so much of the posterity that we need to raise up as well as the many people that you need to go out and save.
작은 거.
The small things.
다른 사람 볼 때는 막 하찮게 보일 수도 있어요.
From other people's perspective, they may seem so trivial and
아니 그 뭐 열매가 있는 것도 아닌데 말이죠. 맨날 그래 뭐든 전도하러 간다. 하찮게 보이는 거지 어떻게 보면.
The fact that there are no fruits that are bearing, but still I continue to go into the evangelism field every single day, people might look down on that and 예. might think that it's very trivial and small.
이게 가장 큰 겁니다.
But that's the greatest thing instead.
지금이라도 늦지 않습니다.
Even now, it's not too late.
여러분이 인생에 대한 중요한 하나님 주신 것 작품을 만드는 겁니다.
Starting now, you must make the most important preparations for your life. What God has given to you, this masterpiece.
뭐 큰 거 할 필요는 없습니다.
There's no need for us to do anything grand.
뭐 국회의원 한 분이 또 뭐 이렇게 잘못됐는지 뭐지 하여튼 감옥으로 갔어요.
There was another national assemblyman. I don't know if he was in the wrong, but he happened to be imprisoned.
뭐 이름은 밝힐 필요가 없고 제가 이제 비서들하고 같이 특별 면회로 갔어요.
I don't want to divulge his name, but together with my executive secretaries, we went to have a special visit with him.
특별 면회는 이제 그 장시간에 이렇게 내 방에서 나 같이 얘기도 하고. 음식도 먹고 이렇게 할 수 있는 면회입니다.
A special visit is a visit where you can go for a very long and extended period of time and you can have be in a separate room and even have some snacks and something to eat together.
근데 이분이 이제 그저 감옥에서 오래 있다 보니까 뭐 한 1, 2년 있었는데 제게 중요한 얘기를 한 게 하는 거예요.
And so he had been incarcerated for some time, about 1 or 2 years and when I met with him, he spoke these important words.
목사님 제가 책을 하나 썼습니다, 그러더라고요.
He said, Pastor, I wrote a book.
그래서 아마 정치인이니까 뭔 자서전을 쓰는가 보다, 뭐 필요하겠죠. 그럼 뭔 책을 썼습니까? 이렇게 물었어요.
And so, because he is a politician by training, I thought it was probably an autobiography, and I asked him, What kind of book is it?
그때 아마 우리 비서들도 들었고 저도 들었지만은 영 상상치도 않은 얘기를 또 책을 썼다는 거예요.
And my secretaries and myself, we heard his response, and it was something that was something that we didn't expect.
뭘 썼습니까? 그랬더니 마태, 마가, 누가 요한복음에 관한 공간 복음을 썼다는 거예요.
And so he said that he had written gospels regarding Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
그 책 많이 나와 있거든요.
But there are a lot of books about that.
자기가 또 왜 씁니까? 신학자도 아닌데.
Why would he write about that when he's not even a seminarian?
특별한 것도 연구한 사람도 아닌데.
Or a theologian, he didn't even research that topic.
그냥 뭐 잘했다고 뭐 격려해 주고 나왔습니다.
And so I just encouraged him. I said, "Well, good job."
그런 거 할 필요 없다 이 말이에요.
But what do I want to say?
아무 쓸데 없는 거.
Those things are not needed at all. That's not required. It's not important.
우리는 왜 이걸 싸움을 해야 되느냐?
Why must we engage in this fight?
이유 있는 걸 해야 되겠죠.
We need to do something of substance of reason.
지금 이 바벨탑 시대를 바벨탑을 쌓는 것은 자기들이 모르고 있어요.
And we see that they're raising up this Tower of Babel, but they're completely unaware of this fact.
하나님을 대적하고.
The fact that they are actually rebelling and going against God.
얼마나 불쌍합니까?
So how pitiful is that?
지금도요, 하나님 대적하는 사상 많아요. 그거 따라가는 사람들 많아요.
Even now, there are so many ideologies that go against God, and there are so many people who chase after that.
하나님 대적하는 사상이 많다니까요.
There are so many ideologies that go against God.
이 바벨탑이 하나님 대적하는 사상이에요.
And the same goes for the Tower of Babel. It was going against God.
그리고 지금도 이 사단은 인간을 무너뜨리기 위해서 아주 세 가지 바벨탑을 쌓고 있어요.
And even now, Satan, in order to destroy mankind, continues to raise up three types of towers of Babel.
그래서 우리는 준비를 크게 하는 작게는 상관없습니다. 어떤 준비를 해야 되느냐?
And so the scale of preparation that we have is not what's important. What kind of preparation must we make?
뭐 간단히 말씀드리겠습니다만은. 이 사람들은 바벨탑을 쌓은 문명을 만들어서요. 하나님을 대적하자는 겁니다.
I will just speak simply about these matters. And number one, they had created the civilization that itself rebelled against God.
아주 교만하게 우리의 이름을 내고 우리의 힘을 합쳐서 하늘에 닿도록 바벨탑을 쌓자 이렇게 나왔습니다.
And in their arrogance, they determined that they would come together, gather their strength and forces together to make a name for themselves.
근데 결국은 이 바벨탑은 무너지고 말았어.
But ultimately, this Tower of Babel crumbled down.
심판받게 되죠.
And it has no choice but to face a judgment.
이런 사람들을 우리가 살려야 되는 이유가 있다 이거.
There is a reason why we ought to save these people.
이 사람들은 모르고 이렇게 했단 말이에요.
They're doing this without knowing at all.
그 문제는 이 시대에 이 사람들에게 메시지를 줄 사람이 없은 거예요.
The problem was that there was nobody who could give this message to these people in that age.
이 이후에 여기서 빠져나오도록 하나님이 명령을 내렸는데 그 사람이 아브라함 아닙니까?
And after this time passed, God commanded an individual to speak about this so that they could bring them out, and it was Abraham.
아브라함이 처음에 못 알아들었는데 본토 친척 앞집 떠나라 이 말은 여기에서 떠나라 그 말이에요.
At first, Abraham didn't understand the command of God when God said to leave your people, your country, your country, your father's household, and your people. But that this it means to come out from this.
지금도 하고 있습니다. 우리가 왜 이런 성전이 필요한 거니깐요. 지금도 이 사람들이 어마어마한 우상 신전을 지어 가지고.
And why do we need this kind of church or this kind of sanctuary? Because even now we see this happening where the people are building up these tremendous idolatrous pagan shrines.
절묘하게 하나님 대적을 합니다. 우상 신전을 만드니까 사람들이 그래 다 가요.
And in these very extremely exquisite ways, they're continually going against God, and people are all swarming to that.
이게 뭐 얼마나 위험한 건지 영적인 뭐론지 그런 지식은 없으니까 그냥 하는 거예요.
Because there's no spiritual knowledge of how much spiritual destruction this will bring. That's why they have no choice but to all gather around this.
그리고 흑암 문화를 만들었는데 요즘 제일 인기 있는 게 명상 운동.
And it creates this culture of darkness. And what is most popular these days is this meditation, transcendental meditation.
이렇게 지금 하고 있습니다.
This is what's happening right now.
더 중요한 것은 이 사람들이 지금 완전히 문화를 가지고 작품을 만들고 있어요.
What's even more important is that now they're utilizing culture to make their own masterpiece.
이렇게 만들고 있습니다.
And this is what they're making, a masterpiece of the culture.
뭐 은근히 하나님을 대적하는 영화를 만들면 무조건 상 받습니다.
And so if they make a movie with this underlying theme of really going and standing against God, it gains great popularity.
신기하죠?
How amazing is
뭐,
that?
뭐 외계인 것도 이런 거 이상 만들어서 뭐 이 막 하나님 대신하는 거 있잖아요. 뭐 이런 거 만들면 무조건 상 받아.
Movies or films about aliens or any sort of created being that can replace and substitute God, all that wins awards.
우리 한국도 그 미량이라는 영화 상 받았잖아요.
And even here in Korea, we have a film called Midyang, and it actually was...
뭐 교회에 대한 비난을 막 계속 했으니까 당연히 상 받아야 되죠.
It won an award, and why was it so acclaimed? Because it really stood out and spoke against, firmly against the church, and of course, then it merited that award for that reason.
미국에서 어떻게 하는지 그 상 줬다니까요.
And I don't know how America knew about this, but they awarded this film for being such a well-made film.
영화에 채워가는 스필버그라는 사람이 뉴에이지 멤버니까요.
And of course, one of the most famous people in the movie industry, Steven Spielberg, he's a member of the New Age.
여러분 지금 뭐 막연하게 뭐 큰 거 이런 거 할 거 보여. 뭘 준비해야 됩니까?
Our preparation shouldn't be something of a very grand scale or in a very ambiguous way. What should we prepare?
나를 살리고 사람을 정말로 살리는 운동.
Genesis 1:27, the true movement to save me as well as others.
우리는 짐승이 아니기 때문에 하나님의 형상대로 창조됐어요.
We are not animals, and that is why we have been created in the image of God.
거기다가 하나님이 생기를 불어넣었어요.
And within us, Genesis 2:7, He breathed in the breath of life.
길은 없습니다. 이거 해야 됩니다.
There's no other path.
내가 살아야지.
Except for this, I need to be revived.
아니, 나이 들수록 내가 뭔가를 살아야지. 죽으면 남 못 도와주니까요.
The older I grow in my years, I need to be revived in order for me to now go out and save others.
하나님 주신 그 에덴 동산과 축복 회복해야 되는 겁니다.
We must restore the blessing of the Garden of Eden that God has given to us, Genesis 2:1-18.
이게 쉽게 말하면 뭡니까?
Simply put,
지금도 늦지 않습니다. 시공간을 초월하는 보좌의 축복.
It is not too late. It is about the blessing of the throne that transcends time and space.
뭐 우리 뭐 이름이 난다 난 이게 중요한 게 아니에요. 진짜 응답을 받아야 될 거 아닙니까?
It's not about our recognition or how much name we can make for ourselves. We need to receive answers.
전무후무한 축복.
And it is the unprecedented, never to be repeated answers.
이거 찾아내야 됩니다.
That's what we need to discover.
아니 이게 뭐 그래 또 어떻게 찾습니까? 이런 묻는 사람 많아요.
And there are a lot of people who ask, how can we find this?
내가 어떤 학교 교사 보고 그런 얘기했습니다.
I said this to a school teacher.
교사는 많아요.
There are many school teachers.
똑똑한 교사도 많아요.
There are a lot of smart teachers.
정말 복음을 알고 학생들 살리는 교사는 없어요.
But there are no teachers who really know the gospel and who save the students by that power.
정말 이 복음의 작품을 가지고 학생들을 끌어주는 교사는 없어요.
And there are no teachers who are able to really seize the students and bring them forward, pull them forward with the masterpiece of the gospel.
그거 하세요.
So that's what you need to do.
이게 전무후무입니다.
That is what is unprecedented, never repeated.
그렇기 때문에 뭐 전무후무 어려운 게 아니잖아요, 사실.
And this is not difficult.
여러분 자체가 전무후무한 사람들이에요.
You yourselves are unprecedented, never repeated individuals.
결론 맺겠습니다.
I'll come to the conclusion.
어떻게 내가 이 축복을 누릴 수 있습니까? 많이 물어봅니다.
A lot of people ask, then how can I enjoy this blessing?
조금 거꾸로 보면 됩니다.
Perhaps we can turn it on its head and look at it from an opposite perspective.
예. 이겁니까? 뭐 이겁니까? 뭐. 초등학교 졸업한 지 오래돼가지고.
I don't know the spelling for this word.
거꾸로 보면 돼요.
Just look at it from an opposite perspective.
내가 하나님 말씀 따라 삶은 바르게 가는데 생각은 거꾸로 보면 이 말이 무슨 말이냐? 문제, 갈등, 위기가 과연 그렇습니까?
And so what I mean by this is, by the guidance of God, we live our lives properly, but we need to have an opposite perspective. For example, problems or conflicts or difficulties. Is it really so?
거꾸로 봐야 돼요. 이게 축복이에요.
We need to see it oppositely. That's the blessing.
우리 재미있게 듣고 있겠습니다. 렘넌트 한 명이 어린데 너무 환경이 얘를 못 도와줘. 근데 두려워하지 마라.
And so there was a remnant, very young, but didn't have very good background. And I said, don't fear.
거기다가 막 이게 또 너무나 큰 또 수술을 했어요.
And on top of that, he had to undergo very big surgery.
얘가 힘이 빠질까? 나는 왜 이랬지? 우리 집이 왜 이렇고 나는 왜 이랬나? 할 거 아니에요.
And of course, then this remnant has no choice but to question many things, saying, "Why am I like this? Why is my family like this? Why?"
네, 그에게 답을 줬습니다. 얼굴은 본 적 없습니다만은 그런 왔기를 했다. 너는 큰 증인이 될 거다.
And so I never met this person before, but when I saw him, I said to him, "You will be a very big witness."
안 본 사람은 증인이 될 수 없어요.
Those who have never seen cannot stand
as witnesses.
If you haven't seen, how can you be a witness of it?
그렇죠. 아니, 체험 안 한 사람은 증인 아니에요.
Those who have never experienced, they cannot be a witness.
넌 증인이다 말이야.
And I told them, you are a witness.
앞으로 많은 어려운 사람을 살려라.
You will save countless people in the midst of difficulties going forward.
거꾸로 보라니까요.
See it conversely.
우리는 지금 그 많은 사람들을 보지 않습니까?
We see a lot of different people.
많은 이게 반대쪽에 있는 걸 많이 봐야 돼요.
And we need to be able to see the opposite end of the spectrum.
예, 저 사람이 좀 부족한 것처럼 보일 수 있는데 그 사람 배후에는 또 굉장히 중요한 게 또 있어요.
That person may seem very lacking, but they may have a tremendous field behind them.
특히 아이들을 볼 때요.
Especially when you look at the children.
우리는 제 희망이 없다 이렇게 보는데 그렇진 않습니다.
We might look at some students and think to ourselves, there's no hope for them, but that's not the case at all.
예, 공부를 못한 아이들도 있어요. 그게 꼭 희망 없는 건 아닙니다.
There are students who just don't 있잖아요. get the good grades, but that doesn't mean that they're hopeless.
다른 거 잘할 수 있어요. 사회 나가면 또 다릅니다.
They can have a great advantage in another field. When they go out into society, they might do all the better.
또 나에게 부족한 거 안 되는 거 있잖아요.
And there are lackings that we have, things that we simply cannot do.
아무래도 내가 부족하고 또 막 안 되는 거 이런 거 많아요.
I mean, there are many times we think to ourselves, we're so lacking, just things are not happening for us, not working for us at all.
거꾸로 한번 보세요.
Think about it from an opposite perspective.
안 되는 것이 아니고 하나님이 나에게 제대로 준비를 시키시는 겁니다.
It's not that it's not working. It means that God is making the proper preparations inside of me.
만약에 내가 그 신학생인데 그때 돈이 많이 생겼다. 그게 실패예요.
I gave you that example of when I was
그렇죠.
a theological seminary. If I had come into a lot of money at that time,
나는 모르고 그거 없다고 생각했거든요.
That would have led me into failure, but I didn't know that at that time.
아니, 젊은 그 학생이 공부하고 배워야 될 주제에 많은 인맥을 쌓고 있다. 그게 문제예요.
A young student
그렇죠.
ought to enter into his studies to really learn a lot and study during that time. But if they come into a lot of
부족이 아니라니까요.
That's the problem.
우리는 진짜 하나님의 것을 찾을 수 있는 그런 시간표.
This is a time schedule for us to discover the true things of God. It's not a shortage or a lack.
여러분 메시지만 정확하게 부족하면서 그렇다. 그걸 보고 아멘 안 합니까? 그거만 해도 응답 받아요.
And as you listen to the message, and when you think to yourself, that's right, that's what we mean by amen. Even with that, you can receive answers.
특히 우리 렘넌트는 메시지 바라고 듣고요. 그렇다. 나는 진짜 지금 제대로 해야 되겠구나. 이래가 마음만 먹어도 그는 응답이요.
Especially for remnants, if you listen to the message and you think to yourself, that's right, I really need to do this correctly. Even with that mindset, you can receive answers.
아, 내가 갑자기 말이지 이게 몸이 안 좋다. 아, 그래, 하나님이 나에게 이제 굉장한 사인을 주시는구나. 내가 영적인 세임을 얻을 시간표구나.
You suddenly fall sick. Oh, this is a very important time schedule that God has given to me. It's a time for me to really have healing. You need to see it conversely.
네, 오늘 하루 종일 깊은 기도 속에서 여러분 큰 응답을 받는 축복의 날이 되기를 주 예수 이름으로 축복합니다.
Today, all day long, as you give your worship within deep breathing, may you really receive the true blessings of God.
기도하겠습니다. 하나님께 감사드립니다.
God, we thank you.
하나님의 큰 은혜를 입는 새로운 날이 되게 하옵소서.
May this be a day for us to receive your new grace.
종일 예배하는 중에 영적인 힘을 얻는 날이 되게 하옵소서.
And as we worship all day long today, may this be the day in which we receive spiritual strength.
예수 그리스도 이름으로 기도하옵나이다.
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
아멘.
Amen.